How did we get here? Me and my sister, we're not real people. We were made, created by pan-dimensional beings, the Grace, to help save space and time. The Grace gave us special powers. With just a thought, we can be anywhere or when in the universe. We can affect people, see into their heads, influence their thoughts. We're still learning what we can do. And we were so naive. We didn't know any better. My sister, Abby, she... We've both done terrible things. When we completed our mission, the Grace left us to fend for ourselves. The universe is dangerous, unpredictable. We've only got each other. And the baby inside me. Me and my sister, Abby. She said she'd keep me safe.
Good afternoon, ladies. What can I get you?
What's good?
Everything's good, miss, but... Special.
Oh, I'll have one of those.
Zara, you're pregnant.
Then special's just the thing. Make the little and big and strong.
I'll have one. My sister needs a drink to chase away the ghosts. What have you got?
Just the thing, Miss Zara. Coming up.
See? They're nice here. She's even learnt my name.
No, we can stay a bit till she asks us to pay.
We're free of the sphere now. I can use my powers. Make her think we paid.
Here you go.
Thanks. Oh,
I think she likes it. Oh, things are looking up. Cheers. To a new life together.
A quiet and safe one.
You visiting Compton or passing through?
We don't know yet. We're looking for a good place to stay.
None better than where you are. I'm Nan.
Hello, Nan. I'm Zara. And this is my sister,
Abby.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance. I can sort you out lodgings together or separate. How will you be paying?
Well, Nan...
No, let me. It's my treat.
You there?
Who? Us?
It can't be.
This is them, Daniel.
We only just got here.
Oh, they were asking about rooms.
We've not done anything wrong.
You're strangers.
Well spotted, Nan. Can we help you, Mr...
You two are under arrest.
Oh, yeah? For what?
Don't mock me, miss. For murder. The murder of our children. You lot, let us through.
See? They're nice here. The whole town's come out to meet us.
They're all right.
Oh, it's freezing. We didn't do anything.
Of course they did. Who else could it have been? Murderers.
Nan, that isn't helpful.
You could just hand them over. Let us deal with them ourselves.
You know the law.
I sent for you, didn't I? You're acting like some kind of sheriff. You can hand them over.
We haven't done anything. Zara, let's go somewhere else.
No, we can't keep running away.
But they're gonna... Ow! That's my hair.
Keep back. Back. Let us through.
Are you deaf? He said let us through.
They have to pay for what they've done.
We don't know what they've done or not done. I'm just going to ask them some questions. Nicholas Payne, if you throw anything else, I'll put you on a charge. That goes for everyone.
Oh, but they're witches, sir.
We're not witches.
Grow up, Mr. Payne. There's no such thing as witches. You're attacking two defenseless girls. What would your mother make of that?
Mum's gone.
I mean it. What would you think of how you're behaving? We've all lost someone close, but we're not going to lose our heads. We're made of sterner stuff than that, aren't we? All of you, go home. It's late. The fog's coming in, and you won't know any more until morning.
You can't let them go.
I'm not letting them go, but I will make an announcement in the morning. There's nothing you can do until then. Clear the street, Mr. Payne.
Why me?
Because I asked you to. And because you're a good man who wants to help the people of this town, aren't you?
Yes, sir. You heard what he said. Everyone back home.
You two, come with me.
Thank you. Oh, they'd have torn us apart.
That's not how we do things, miss.
See? We'll be okay here. Daniel's going to look after us.
Oh, is he?
Aren't you?
We've all lost someone close, and you seem to find this amusing. If you can't provide answers that satisfy me, I'm going to see you hanged. Sit down. Don't touch anything.
Oh, I like the photographs. Oh, is that you playing cricket? I was told all about cricket by the...
Sit down. I can have you restrained.
Abby, please. What's the point? We can just go.
No, you wouldn't get far. Get past the crowd and you're into the fog. Believe me, you don't want to get lost in the fog. It's cut the village off from the rest of the country.
Fog? That smoke stuff? Yeah, what's that for? It's freezing and it smells really weird.
I see. You're going to deny everything. Or claim madness. That's not going to save you.
Sara, come on. No, Abby. We're not going anywhere. We are going to clear our names.
Why? He's already decided that we did whatever it was.
We can't keep running every time there's trouble. There's always going to be trouble.
She's right. You have to face the consequences sometime. 46 people dead. Women, children and babies. At least tell me what you've done with the bodies.
We didn't do anything. Why won't you listen to us? Hang on. There aren't any bodies.
Vanished, every one of them.
So how do you know they're dead? You need evidence of a crime before you can do anything to us. That's only fair.
They vanished before our eyes.
What? Faded into the air?
Saw it myself. Some of them screaming that they'd been murdered and then... gone. I don't blame folk for saying it's witchcraft.
But there's no such thing as witches. You said...
I'm a rational man. There must be an explanation. That's what you two are going to give me. I can't help you if you don't.
Right. You'll string us up if we don't admit we did it, but you won't if we do.
We need to know what you did. We can't have any peace until we understand.
We didn't do anything.
All right. Convince me. Let's hear your story. Where are you from? Why are you in Compton?
You wouldn't believe us.
I see.
It must have been something else. Was there anything strange before the people disappeared? Lights in the sky or something?
Nothing. You're not going to divert me.
You know it wasn't us. I can see it in your head. Along with some thoughts about my sister.
Hey, I am not that sort of girl.
You expect me to fall for that?
And when you were little... Oh, they called you Fat Daniel. No one in Compton knows that, so how would I? Unless I can read your mind.
We can prove this one way or the other. What am I thinking now?
They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon.
No, that's not... You're both... witches?
There's no such thing as witches. You're a rational man. You know we didn't do it. But you fear what the rest of the town might do. You want to stop a riot, so you're going to lock us up anyway, whatever we say.
But we haven't done anything. And my sister's pregnant.
I can see that.
We should at least get a trial. This isn't the law, is it? A cosy chat by the fire before you decide our fate.
There are special circumstances. The things that have happened to us, the fog cutting us off. I have to do what's right.
Prove it. Let us go.
I'm sorry. Nicholas!
You know this isn't right. Daniel, look at me.
I'm sorry.
Everyone's indoors now. Can I go home?
Still work to be done, Nicholas. I need your help. Put these two in a cell.
You know we're not guilty.
We know, you know. We can see into your head.
Nicholas, take them away. Find them some food.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Zara, let's go.
Yeah. All right. Wait, did he say food?
Great. Everywhere we go.
He can't help it. Thinks he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, come on, we'll eat and then get out of here. Zara, you can't want to stay.
I want to stop running. Oh, there's something about this place. Isn't that why we came here?
Yeah, I felt it too. An affinity. But it's not the place, it's the people.
There'll always be people, wherever we go. We should come up with a story about where we come from.
We were created by the Grace, and we've got special powers.
I meant a story that won't get us strung up.
Oh, their faces. When they crowded round, it's just like on the sphere. It's just like...
They were just scared.
What do you think's going on?
I don't know. Maybe if we can help them find out...
Step back from the door, please.
Oh, food! I'm so hungry!
Oh, thank you, Nicholas. Wow, it's a feast!
Oh, meat and green things and brown stuff and more green things!
That's right, miss. Best green things for 20 miles.
Oh, it tastes good, too!
I'm starving!
Are you supposed to use the plates, miss? But, I don't suppose it matters.
Why not? We should do things properly. Abby, take a plate. Won't you join us, Nicholas? There's plenty.
Yeah, have a seat. The green stuff is my favourite.
It's very kind of you, miss, but all the same.
What? Is it poisoned?
No, miss. Perish the thought. But, you know, I'm not meant to fraternise.
Does that word mean what I think it means?
Leave him alone. He's trying to be nice.
He wants us, Abby. I can see it in his head.
Oh, is that why he brought us all this? To get us on his side? To
no,
get us to...
No, miss, I didn't. The food's because...
Oh.
It's a tradition. A last meal before we...
Daniel's made his decision.
Yes, miss. I'm sorry, miss.
Oh, poor boy. He's just trying to do what's right.
I don't feel so hungry now. They're going to hang us.
No, they're not. Look, eat your food and we'll be off.
We haven't done anything wrong.
I know. Hey, we'll find somewhere else. Come on, eat. It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
And you have got to eat for Junior. Yes, your mum needs to get big and fat.
Hey!
Bigger, then fatter.
Oi! You're the one wolfing it down. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, all right, all right. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Take my hand and 3, 2, 1. Oh, it didn't... Abby? I can't teleport. Abby! Come back! Don't leave me! I don't want to be on my own.
The condemned will both stand.
We've tried to move the crowd, but they keep coming back. I hope you got some sleep, despite them. Oh.
It's just me now.
But how...
Witchcraft, what do you think? There's no way out of here but through that door, which Nicholas was guarding all night. And then there's the crowd outside and the fog. I could tell you what I think happened, but you wouldn't believe me.
You didn't see anything, Nicholas?
No, sir. It was quiet. Just a bit of crying.
I see. She left you behind.
Looks like it.
This doesn't help your case. 2 children vanished in the night. If you'd both still been locked in your cell this morning...
Oh, then we couldn't have done it. That was your plan. To prove we were innocent. But I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere.
You must be weaker than your sister. Perhaps it's because you're with child.
Perhaps. I've not felt right for ages. Tired all the time. Or perhaps Abby got snatched by whatever is taking the children. We could be victims too.
Are you?
No. I want to be honest with you, Daniel, but you won't believe me.
But you were created by the grace and you've got special powers.
What? How did you...
Nicholas reported everything you said. You think you're... what? Angels?
I don't know what those are. But we were created by beings you wouldn't understand to carry out a task. They wanted us to save the... That was a long time ago.
And now you've fallen from that grace.
It was our choice. But they left us to fend for ourselves.
Nicholas, mark what you just said.
Was it a confession?
What? No!
No, it was something else. I think she's done this out of madness. We'd better get on with it. Bring her out.
You can't believe that. You can't hang me. I'm going to have a baby.
Perhaps I'm showing mercy. Madness is inherited. Nicholas.
I'm sorry, miss.
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Don't hurt my baby, please. I didn't do anything. I only got here last night. Please.
I made my judgment. Do you want her hanged? Then, in mind of the exceptional circumstances and under my authority as Justice of the Peace, I give her to you. The gallows haven't been used since the Civil War, but they'll do the job.
Well, where's the other one, Daniel?
It seems she absconded in the night.
You let her get away?
No, Nan. Zyra, why don't you tell them what happened?
Why? They won't believe me.
Tell them.
She vanished in front of my eyes.
She was taken too?
It seems so. No doubt spirited off by her own witchcraft. Officer, take her to the gallows.
Please don't struggle, miss. It makes this worse.
You know this isn't right. I can see inside your heads. I'm going to have a baby!
Daniel, please, we don't want a pregnant girl hanged.
The law can't make exceptions.
Well, she hasn't had a trial.
Last night, you didn't want a trial. You demanded that I hand her over so you could deal with her yourselves, didn't you? Well, is no one going to answer?
Things look different in the daylight.
Don't they?
You planned it this way.
I hope they'd see reason.
You played us.
I let you come to your senses. I don't dictate the law, Nan. So, you decide. What do we do with this girl?
Let her go.
Speak up so everyone can hear.
Let her go.
Thank you. Nicholas?
Yeah. No hard feelings, miss.
None. Thank you, Nicholas. You were very courteous.
You can disperse now. There won't be any show.
Zara, have you eaten anything?
Oh, I had a brilliant meal last night. Nicholas brought us green things and... Oh, no, not since then. That would be very kind.
Peace offering. You're one of us now. You've lost someone close.
I can't believe she left me.
Come on. Nan does the most remarkable spread for breakfast.
I suppose you'll want some too.
But she could have come back. Why hasn't she come back?
Because you needed evidence.
Abby!
Oh, they didn't string you up then.
Where have you been?
Oh, you came back.
She came back. If you came back, but please, you have to tell us. Can anyone else get back?
Did you see my Meg?
I'm sorry, I didn't see anyone. But I brought something you should see. And you might want one of Nan's special drinks before you read it. It's called a newspaper.
In a manner of speaking, it's a Manchester Guardian.
A Guardian?
No, not one of those.
Wednesday, the 6th of November, 1912.
No, but that's...
A week from now, yes.
Our people vanish into the future.
No, just me. There's a story in here, on page 2.
No, look, still no word on Captain Scott.
He must have died out there.
Oh, here we are. The photograph doesn't really show you.
Is that here?
Can't be.
Oh, God.
No clue in Compton Calamity. Police and investigators remain at a loss to explain events in the Cheshire town of Compton.
The whole town was obliterated, wiped clean from the countryside on the night of... Oh.
Please, let me see. Disputed the theory that it was an impact crater, an effect of the recent smog. Massive remembrance was held at Chester Cathedral on Sunday, attended by the Home Secretary. But the mystery remains, what happened to the town of Compton and the thousands of people who lived there.
It's a joke, a forgery.
I'm sorry, I couldn't jump further than a few days.
We're still tired from the sphere.
Or it's something else. The fog, or this place, the affinity we felt. I didn't know where I'd arrived. The air was dry and smoky, catching at my throat. My eyes were streaming. The breeze swirled patterns in the fine dust all around me, the ground for miles featureless and grey. Dust and chunks of ugly, twisted black, like glass. I didn't stop to see what they were, I just knew I had to get away. I tried to teleport, but I couldn't catch my breath. So I walked. The ground sloped up ahead. Eventually, I reached the end of it and stepped out onto burned and oily grass. I kept walking, not looking back. By nightfall, I found a town and people. They were all so silent, the men wearing armbands of black. I didn't dare approach them. The newspaper had been left on a bench. I read what it said about Compton. I gathered my strength, and then I came back here.
It isn't possible.
Yet we both believe her. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Whatever's been taking our people, it's coming for us all. I could do with another drink.
Right.
I thought you'd left me.
I'm not going anywhere without you.
We have to get away from here.
Can you teleport?
No.
No, I don't think I can either. Whatever's happening, it's affecting us too. We're getting weaker.
You're grounded, stuck with us like mere mortals.
We're going to work this out. There has to be an answer.
Here. This'll make us feel better. Good health. Oh.
Good health.
Oh, you drink this stuff for fun.
Reminds you you're alive. We have to tell people, Daniel.
Yes, we'll evacuate the town.
The paper says no one survived.
No, we'll change that. We have to change that.
I don't think that's how it works. Time has rules and stuff.
You didn't used to care.
We won't just accept this. There must be something we can do. We have to believe that.
You're going to tell people what it says in the paper?
Will they believe you?
I'm not going to lie to them. We have to do what's right. There's no need to panic. We've been given this chance to change things. If we pack up what we need in a sensible, organized manner, there's no need for anyone to get hurt. Please, listen to me.
They've gone mad.
I can't blame them. This town is all a lot of us know. Some have never been further than Compton Wood.
I don't like this.
Why aren't they going? They know we have to get away from here.
They won't venture into the fog.
Can we go back inside?
No, I want to stay. I want to see this.
What? Why?
There's something here. I can feel it. Abby, I can almost see the answer. Deep inside their heads.
No, don't. Don't let it draw you in. I don't think I can fight it.
We'll line up together, go arm in arm, so no one's left behind. There's nothing to fear. We've been given this one chance. Please, you have to listen to me. It's the only way.
I reached in through the fear in their eyes. Terror babbling from their lips. As they shoved each other, knocked each other down, I reached into their heads. I could almost touch it. It was there, just out of reach. The thing they were all really afraid of. We just had to leave town and we'd be safe. But they didn't dare step into the fog that lingered round us. I could feel the animal fear crowding their heads, seeping out, infecting each other. Infecting me. They would never leave. they'd stay, a huddled, terrified mass of bodies, picked off one by one, vanishing like ghosts. Whatever it was that preyed on them, whatever would wipe them all out, they chose it above the fog. I wanted to stay with them, press myself in amongst the crowd. I wanted to lose myself, feel the warm safety of numbers. I wanted to turn away from the pale, cold air reaching out towards us. I wouldn't succumb to it. I wouldn't be like them or let this thing take me. I had to get away. I had to save my baby. I wouldn't be scared of the fog.
We're getting out of here. Now!
I can't teleport. I don't have the strength.
We'll go through the fog.
What?
You can't see where you're going. You'll be lost within it.
Take my hand. We're going together. Anyone who wants to come.
Zara, are you sure?
Come on. It's just smoke, isn't it? Vapor. We just walk right through to the other side. Come on. Before the fear gets into our heads. We're leaving. 3, 2, 1. Don't let go of my hand. We can't succumb to it. We can't let it win. We've got to push through to the other side. But that's not right.
We're back where we started. It won't let us leave.
What was in there? I saw shapes, phantoms.
What was in my head? All those screaming voices.
We can't give up. We have to get out. There must be something we can do. A reason this is happening and why I'm feeling so exhausted.
You need to go more slowly. You're carrying a child.
I have to get away. I can't concentrate.
It's the people panicking. You can't keep them out.
We'll find you somewhere quiet while we make sense of this.
Wait.
She needs to sit down.
But not the pub. I know somewhere that might help. Quickly, come with me.
It's only some old books.
But there are so many.
Several thousand.
24,676.
Really? I inherited a lot of them. My father liked to keep up with all the latest developments in science, subscribe to everything going, the pace at which we discover things.
He's always buying books. They sometimes dump crates of the things at the pub. Waste of money, if you ask me.
Oh, but they're people's memories. Things they've seen or learnt or thought of.
Like being able to look into 24,000 minds, each with some insight to share.
He insisted on silence in here. I've always liked the sense of peace.
I feel much better now we're away from the crowd. Thank you. But we can't stay in here forever.
Maybe it can help. All these people's thoughts and experiences, they might have the answer.
Only if this has happened before.
Well, there might be clues. Something about the history of the town or the fog. Are there books on things like that?
There should be somewhere. I don't think it's going to help.
Well, we won't know until we look.
Zara, you're supposed to be resting.
I'm just going to look through some books. It won't take long.
I just wish there was something more practical we could do to help those poor people outside.
Well, I could open the pub. Probably do a brisk trade.
Nan, this is hardly the time. They're in enough of a state without dousing them in beer and whiskey.
We can make them feel better, at least stop them fighting. The pub is the heart of this town. Look, I won't even charge them. Doesn't seem any point if we're all going to... Well, you know. There's no more futile than pawing through some dusty books.
Let her go if she wants to.
I'm going to.
What?
I want to help. You don't need me here, do you?
You can't expect the two of us to read all the books here.
Oh, of course not. Zara can do that herself.
What?
But you said you wouldn't leave me.
I'm just going across the street. Daniel will look after you. This way we're both helping, aren't we? And you get all the books to yourself.
Oh, go on then. I'll be fine.
Take care of her.
I will. Are you really going to read all the books?
Yeah, I think so. Is that bad?
We'll be over the road if you need us. Or if you need a drink. Special offer on today. Everything must go. All right, gents, I've only one pair of hands. I'll be start with the glass at 45 degrees. That's it. Straighten up slowly. There.
A perfect pint. I made a perfect pint.
I'll have one of those, love.
Coming up.
Who's next, then?
Pint of smooth, please, Nan.
Very good, Nicholas. Abby, a bit quicker would be good.
It was perfect. I didn't spill a drop.
Come here, let me show you. See? Two good pulls. You've done. There you go, Nicholas.
Thanks. You should keep her on.
Stop gawking at her. She's got work to do.
Really? Oh, it's all right. You don't need to protect me. Oh, they're all so much better. Some of them are smiling.
I don't normally do that in here. It's because they don't have to pay. Or it's the new bunny.
No, it's you. You make them feel better. The beer and the pub are just part of it.
I guess I'm a mum to a few of them. Men are like dogs in a lot of ways. Loyal and well-behaved, so long as there's someone to lead them. You've just got to set an example.
And because you don't seem worried.
So neither are they. My Meg used to say how you should only fret about things that you've a power to change. The rest, you just have to get on with.
I'll remember that. Who's next, then? Is that right?
Yeah, you got it.
I've got it.
You haven't even opened a cover.
I don't need to. Just sort of look into them with my mind. It's a bit quicker that way.
It's not possible.
No, probably not. But listen to this. The fog, he calls it smoke, comes down thick and choking, just like it is outside. He says the city soon resembles rather the face of Mount Etna, the court of Vulcan, Stromboli, or the suburbs of Hell. And the weary traveller at many miles distance sooner smells than sees the city to which he repairs. This is that pernicious smoke which sullies all her glory, super-inducing a sooty crust or fur upon all that it lights, spoiling the movables, tarnishing the plate gildings and furniture, and corroding the very iron bars and hardest stones with those piercing and acrimonious spirits which accompany sulphur. Well, that sounds like us, doesn't it?
What's that passage from?
Fumi Fugium, or The Inconvenience of the Air and Smoke of London Dissipated, together with some remedies humbly proposed. It's by a man called John Evelyn. Do you know him?
I've not had that pleasure.
Well, he says the smoke comes from burning sea coal. We have to move lime burning and brewing out of the cities and burn wood instead.
Compton doesn't have much of a lime burning industry.
But brewing is pubs. Is it all Nan's fault?
No, I don't think so. When was that book published?
London, 1661.
Compton isn't London. We don't have any industry here. We rarely get smog because of the altitude. And this isn't like any ordinary smog.
Oh, sorry.
But that was very impressive. You're reading the books with just your mind.
Yeah, nearly halfway through.
What is it?
Travels into several remote nations of the world in four parts from 1735. I like the bit with the horses.
You're extraordinary. You are a gift from grace.
Careful, Daniel. I can still see inside your head. You think I'm an... Oh, that's what an angel is.
Is that inappropriate?
Oh, it's sweet, really. No one's ever thought of me as an angel. There was a man once. He believed I was good, but I let him down.
The priests say we're all fallen. We must strive in our lives to reclaim our former place.
The things that made me, they're not what you think. They're not as kind or good. Oh, I wish I had your faith.
I don't consider myself a man of faith. Once, perhaps, a long time ago.
But you've faith in the future. In progress and mankind, you believe in this country.
I sometimes think it's the stories I read as a boy, but that faith has taken a beating over the years. The things we did to the Boers. This year with the Titanic, and now it seems we've lost Captain Scott.
But you still believe. I can see it in you.
I want those values to be true, even if it goes against all the evidence. I suppose that is a kind of faith.
Oh, you make me want to believe. I haven't felt anything in such a long time, since the Grace let us go. We could go anywhere and when. We had such power. It's not easy to live day by day, to find any of it important.
Oh, the terrible things I've done. Me and Abby. We're not angels. We're something very far from that.
Perhaps that's why you're here. It's your chance to put things right. Save us and you save yourselves.
I'd like that. Oh, I'd like to think I could be... Oh, I think this might be it.
You were inside the books all the time we were talking?
Yeah. Is that rude? But look, I think I found something. I know what happened to the town.
Are you going to tell me?
We should show the others. Blue book, third shelf up by that head.
I'll get it, shall I? And that head is Alfred Lord Tennis.
Do you know him too?
Yes, we have afternoon tea every Thursday. Here we go. Come on. Here, take my arm. Fog's getting thicker. It's never been like this.
It's reaching into town, grasping at the houses, coming closer. It's almost on us.
It's not alive, Zara. It's the byproduct of a chemical process.
Well, so is everyone alive.
Touché. But your friend Mr. Evelyn called it a pernicious smoke. It's not pernicious. It doesn't have thoughts or feelings. It might do us harm, but it doesn't mean to do us harm.
And that makes all the difference.
I think so. We mustn't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. I'm just freezing.
Come on, then.
But you're afraid, Daniel. I can see it without even looking inside your head.
There's something not right about any of this. None of it seems possible.
You're a rational man.
But it's sorely trying my reason. You can read a whole library just by wishing to. Your sister can appear out of the air.
We're not part of whatever's happening here.
You said you'd had an affinity with her.
No, I meant... Oh, maybe we are part of this somehow. You said we were here to save you.
Angels sent to spare us from the other party.
Oh, I don't know. We were made with a purpose, but that was a long time ago. We completed our mission and the grace left us on our own. I don't think there's any reason we're here. No more than there is with the smoke. I'm sorry.
I'm hoped. It doesn't matter what I hoped. I'm too old to be living in a dream. Come on, we're almost there.
Abby, we found something.
I think I'll have a drink.
Daniel?
Whatever you're having.
Abby, 2 pints are special.
Coming up. What's the book?
The Proceedings of the Academy of Natural Sciences. It's a collection of papers and studies, including this one from 1906.
Coon Mountain and its Crater by D.M. Barringer.
It's not called Coon Mountain anymore. It's called Meteor Crater.
You mean...
It's all here. What a meteor crater would look like. The silica crushed so finely, it must have been under massive pressure. The chunks of ugly, twisted black glass. You get that from sand at incredible temperature.
I remember when I was young, a storm and lightning on the beach, and in the morning we went out to look and there were these worms of ugly glass.
Fulgurites, natural glass. They had a collection at Oxford.
I walked and the ground sloped up ahead. Eventually I reached the end of it and stepped out onto burnt and oily grass.
A meteor crater, where the town had been.
But this paper, the meteor crater, it's 1 mile wide and 1/2 mile deep.
Our meteor must just be smaller.
Or it's the fog cushioning the impact.
And hiding the sight and sound so the neighbouring towns don't know what became of us. We were lost in the fog.
We have to get out of here.
We tried walking out earlier, it didn't work.
But we have to try again.
We'll all try, everyone here, won't we?
You heard the man, won't we? I'm throwing you all out anyway, so you don't have any choice. Come on, every last one of you. We're doing this together.
Stay together, link arms. No one gets left behind.
He doesn't want us to go.
No, there's something else.
He said stay together. Come on, hold tight. We're going to get out of here.
It's reaching out to us, getting in my head.
Fight it. Don't let it get to you.
It really doesn't like us.
Zara, have my coat.
Don't let go. Nobody let go.
I can see it. I can almost see what it is.
Zara, come back.
I'll get her.
Nicholas.
Zara.
Miss, please, you've got to come away.
I can reach my hand out and...
Fog reaches back. It moves of its own volition. Zara, you were right.
Get off me! Let me go!
I'm sorry, miss. I won't let it take you.
Please come back! We can't get away. Don't you see? We're already part of it.
Nicholas, you have to fight. Don't let it take you, lad.
I won't let it take us.
Zara, please. You have to think of the baby. You can't let it take your baby. I can't let it take my baby. Oh, Abby! Abby, I can't get free!
No, I won't let it take you. I won't let it take you.
No!
She's free. Good work, Nicholas.
Abby, it's all right. It's all right.
It's looked inside my head. I think it even knows me.
But what is it? No, wait.
Nicholas, get away from it.
Sir, get away. Get everyone away. While it's got me, it can't... We can't get away. We're already part of it.
Nicholas, no!
Fight it, lad, fight it!
I'm already part of it.
Oh, God.
He just faded away.
He saved me. Took him instead.
It's still coming forward.
We have to get you inside.
It's between us and the pub.
Everyone to mine. Come on.
Watch out!
It's getting between us.
Don't let it touch you.
Everyone get indoors. Wherever you can get to, get indoors. Don't let it touch you.
Can't get through the fog.
They disappeared right before our eyes.
It got him because he saved me.
What are we going to do?
Zara, what did you see?
No, don't! You'll let it into your head again. No,
there were voices in there, crying out. Oh, so many different voices.
The fog, it is alive.
But you said the town got hit by a meteor.
The fog and the meteor, they must be connected.
The fog is attracting the meteor.
Or the meteor isn't a meteor. If it's a life form, maybe it's hunting the fog.
And your town was just in the way.
How long have we got?
I don't know. The meteor hit sometime this evening.
We've not even got any drink. Just books and books and books.
If there was something in one of them.
Is there anything, Zara?
Nothing that helps us get out.
We don't know what the fog is made of. We can't go anywhere near it.
No.
So what about the meteor? What do we know about that?
The crater it left was all grey.
Well, that's not going to help us.
Daniel, please.
Can't just sit here and wait.
What's that?
It's something at the door.
Oh, look. The key in the lock.
It's coming through the keyhole.
Back, get back.
Where can we go?
It can go anywhere. It's smoke.
It's fog.
Does that really matter now?
No, details are important.
But it's fog, not smoke. It sits low in the air.
If we can get above it.
The stairs lead up to the roof.
Come on.
Told you, a clear night.
I can't breathe. It's like my stomach's falling out.
Oh, come on, sit down.
No.
It's all right now. You shouldn't be running about.
Look at it, filling the streets. Help! Help! Get into the buildings. Help! Help! Get anywhere up high.
God have mercy on them.
What are we going to do?
Oh, it can't get us up here.
There's a meteor coming. We have to go.
Oh, can't keep running every time there's trouble.
There's always going to be trouble. So, we stay. This town's not so bad.
Told you. None better than where you are.
I thought we could find an answer.
Hey, you did everything you could. Oh, thank you.
For what?
For trying. That's the story you can cling on to.
The Titanic... Captain Scott. At least they had a go.
No, she's right. Something to be proud of.
So what? We just sit here and wait to be... Just seems so unfair.
The universe is dangerous. Unpredictable. I learned that the day I was born.
Maybe I don't want to bring a child into this. Maybe it's better this way. Hey, you. Your mum's sorry she couldn't do better.
Hey, it's you and me. To the end.
It's not such a bad night otherwise. Clear. And all those stars.
Still cold.
Sorry, I gave Zara my coat.
Always so chivalrous. Put your arms around me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. You two should be together. That's nice.
Oh, you've become such a romantic.
Don't be daft. It's how you keep out the cold. I thought you'd know that. You've always been such a boy scout.
I suppose I have. Come here.
Go on, then. Tell us about those stars.
Which ones have you been to?
Abby, the people here haven't got off their planet yet. It says so in the books.
Oh, sorry.
Shh. You're putting him off. Daniel?
What? No, no, it's just that the moon isn't right.
What's wrong with it?
Half of it's missing.
It's in its third quarter. It's meant to look like that.
No, but it shouldn't. The full moon was on Saturday.
What?
He's right. The calendar downstairs has all the phases for the century.
What does it mean?
We've moved forward in time.
It has to be the fog, stealing time as well as people.
Daniel, what is it? You look like you've seen a...
I know what it is. I know what the fog is. What Nicholas said. We're already part of it.
You're scaring me.
Well, there's nothing to be scared of. There's only peace.
No, oh, it's got him. It's taking him. He's fading away.
Oh, no. Oh, come. Come back. I can see right through you.
Daniel, please. You can't leave us here on our own. We don't know what this is.
Compton was hit by a meteor. But it's already happened. We're all ready.
Daniel!
It took him.
No, no, that's not what he said. It didn't take him. It doesn't take anyone.
He just stopped believing.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
That's what will beat it. We need to believe. Come on. We're going back downstairs.
But the fog is still here.
It can't touch us. Not now we know what it is.
You just have to believe. Please, take my hand. Come on. See? It's parting around us.
I don't understand. It's witchcraft.
Yes, all right. But it's witchcraft on your side.
Why did it take Daniel? He was a good man.
It doesn't matter. Just keep walking. We can get you out.
But he said that we'd die.
Don't think about it, please. We're all going to get out.
Just a few more steps. We're almost at the door.
But that must mean that I'm already dead.
She's still here.
She mustn't believe it. Nan, you know you're not dead.
No. The moment we realise we're already dead, we just fade away. And I know now. I know it. But there's something I have to do first. It's all right. You can come forward. Show no fear and the fog cannot touch you. That's it. That's it. Come forward. Really, there's nothing to fear. It's me. It's your Nan. Daniel's gone ahead. He showed me that it was safe. This town has been my home all my life. I've not left it these past 14 years. But now it's time to go. And we'll all leave together. That's it. The fog can't hurt us. Nothing can anymore. All that's been taken off our hands. We can be at peace. That's what we all want, isn't it? To let go. To slip away. That's it. You won't feel pain. You won't feel anything anymore.
Just let it take you. That's it.
Everyone's gone. But you're still here.
Well, that keen to get rid of me?
No, but I don't understand.
I couldn't leave them behind. Had to make sure they were taken care of. Be mum one last time.
And now they're all gone. You can go.
They're still you two.
What? We're not coming with you.
No, but it's funny. Now I know, it's like I can see with everyone's eyes. I can hear their voices.
That's what the fog is. The memory of the people. That's why it kept getting stronger with everyone who joined it.
Oh, there must have been something in the meteor. Something inside, something alien that held on to your thoughts.
I can feel that too. The dust and the fulgurites and us hanging in the air. A last echo of the town.
You're all of them now. All the people.
And none of them, not really. We're already dead. But I can see.
What is it?
You're both going to want a drink.
See? Perfect.
And one for Nan as well.
No, I'm beyond that now. I'm about to pass over.
All right. Well, good health. Is that the right thing to say?
It'll do. Good health.
I'm going to miss the special.
Me too.
Please, what is it you can see?
The reason you came to Compton. The affinity you felt and feel. Why you can see me now. A last echo of a dead woman.
We're different. We're sensitive to things. It's how we were made.
We're dying.
What?
That's it, isn't it? We're both fading away.
No! How?
I don't know the answer. But it's like I can almost see through you, like I could with Daniel.
But I'm not dying. I'm fine. Well, pregnant and tired and my powers are a bit off, but... Oh.
We've both been feeling it. I thought I got it from you, shared what it's like to have a baby. Or it was the sphere.
I knew it didn't feel right. I thought it was just how we were made. Merrick said everything would be all right.
Merrick's dead.
Yeah? And who killed him?
Please, both of you, be at peace.
But I don't want to die.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. Oh, it just seems so unfair.
The universe is dangerous, unpredictable. You should only fret about things you've a power to change. The rest you just have to get on.
Is that...
Yes. It's time.
Abby, I don't want to... And that's it. The meteor is on top of us, hurtling in from space. I think I even glimpse it. A tiny shard, no bigger than my hand. It glows green with strange energy, the arc trailing behind it, seared into my mind. It burns through the atmosphere. It burns through the sky. Compton lies, shrouded in fog, quiet as the grave. It doesn't know what hit it. Houses are gone in an instant. All those people sleeping inside, they don't even know that they're dead. The beer boils away in the pub, the glassware evaporates, the bricks. The library, 24,676 books, a treasure trove of memories, everything I'd read. The fireball tears through it in an instant. All of it. Gone. Nothing left but dust and twisted glass.
Later, there are people. First, there's the people who had business in Compton. Then word gets round and there's crowds, hanging on the lip of the crater, not daring to step out. The police arrive, and the army, the specialists in anything strange. They study the dust and the strange twists of glass. They measure and photograph everything. The newspapers delight in what details they're licensed to print. Experts are dragged out to give their opinions. Theories grapple with the scant facts. No, it can't be a new kind of weapon. No, it can't be some kind of volcano or earthquake. And no, it can't be something falling from space. The crater would have been deeper and wider, for one thing. The impact would have exploded with energy. It can't possibly have been that. A few people swear blind they saw lights in the sky the evening that it happened. Even some flying machine. Perhaps the Germans or French have developed a new plane. The theories keep coming, less and less credible. And there are other stories to cover. And Christmas, and then the New Year. In February, word reaches England that Captain Scott is dead. Compton is squeezed, even from the local papers. People still come to gawp at the crater, and many have their theories, but the next year there is war, and the army and its specialists purchase the land. The crater is lost under new buildings. Perhaps the army knew more than they ever let on about what happened to Compton. Perhaps they detected strange radiation. Perhaps they tried to harness it themselves. The energy that could do such a thing. Burn through the sky and burn through the town, consuming the buildings and people. The impact, the explosion, the firestorm, all swallowed up by the alien energy, deadening the impact, leaving a neat, shallow crater. Nothing more. Well, perhaps a tang in the air. A whiff of green energy, a faint echo where there'd once been a town. And two sisters, kneeling in the dust, holding on tight to each other.
We're alive! Oh, Abby, we're alive!
Oh, it's what I saw before. This is all that's left.
But there's nothing!
All wiped out in an instant. Oh, those poor people.
So why weren't we? Why are we here?
I think we arrived too late. In the instant of the explosion, we were drawn to the voices crying out.
Whatever the meteor was made of.
It echoed in time and space, so it shone like a beacon.
Oh, drawing us to the flame. So everything we saw, Nan and Daniel, the pub and the library...
Already gone. An echo, burning off the energy of the impact, just so we could hear their voices.
So they could say goodbye.
And so they could warn us. We had an affinity with them.
Abby, we're dying. Oh, now I know. I can feel it. It's why I couldn't teleport away. I felt sick for so long, even before I got pregnant.
All this time, we've been fading away. The Grace let us go, but we never asked how long we'd have.
I don't want to just fade away.
I know.
I'm going to have a baby.
And that has got to be our priority now. Whatever happens to us, we're going to save the baby, yeah?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Come on your feet. We have to find somewhere safe just to get our breath back before...
Abby, look!
What? It's a spaceship.
Yeah, I can see that.
But the people here haven't got off their planet yet.
Oh, it can't be a coincidence. Something to do with the meteor?
Or it's looking for us.
Yeah, we'll find out. Hello? We don't mean any harm.
Oh, someone's coming. It's Merrick!
Pleased to see me, babe.
We thought you died. When the sphere collapsed, we thought...
Zora!
Babe, I don't understand.
What have you done? Why did you... You think that we... We didn't do anything.
You thought you'd killed me. sorry to disappoint.
No! No, wait! We were only trying to... Marek!